Can you just elaborate on some of the things that you've witnessed in your long life and where you think things
Well, I have noticed a change toward more spiritual interest. When I was teaching, my guru had me teaching from the age of 22, and they were mostly older people then, and it was not something they took very personally. A few did. Now many more people take it personally. Many more young people like you are involved in these things now. And I think that man is also aware, more than they were, than people were then, that we're really sitting on a tinderbox. The world can be blown sky high by the technology we've built, and there is so much hard emotions in this world, terrorism and anger and dogmatism and intolerance. These things are, they're building up to us a war. And I think that those people who have kind hearts and don't believe in that, they're all the more interested in bringing God into this world and love and joy. So there's this greater split between darkness and light. I think it will resolve itself finally in greater light, because we're living in an age now of energy. We've come to a new time when the old dogmas and fixed ideas about things and rules about things and so on, they no longer suit us. We feel that we have to reason our way to understanding. We have to realize, for instance, Zeno was an old Greek philosopher, he was a sophist, and he had two paradoxes. One was that you can't possibly cross a road, because to cross the road you have to go half of the distance. To cross the remainder you have to go half the distance. You'll never reach a point where you don't have to go half that distance before you can go the whole. Therefore you can never cross the road. That was one of his paradoxes. The other was what an arrow in flight can't go anywhere, because at each moment in that flight it's set in particular position. Therefore, how can it move if it's not moving? And both of those, nowadays people see through it, because they realize that movement is the reality, not the fixed dogma, not the fixed definition, not the fixed position. That was Kali Yuga kind of thinking. That was in the dark age. But nowadays people understand things more in terms of energy. And with energy comes movement. And with movement comes the realization that vibration is true, not fixed realities. So the consciousness of man is changing rapidly. We're moving into an age of energy. We're in it already. And the conflict between the old rigid ways and the new fluid ways is going to explode in some sort of a thing, I think. But in the end, it'll all be toward greater and greater enlightenment.